Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Life Talk Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. Roundtable, we're discussing the 69th session of the Commission on the Status of Women, CSW 69, currently underway at the United Nations headquarters in New York. The conference is held annually and it started at the beginning of the week and will end on March the 21st. The conference is held in March, which is also Women's Month. This year's conference marks the 30th anniversary of the Conference on Women and Adoption of the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action 1995. This year's conference was officially opened by the United Nations Secretary General, Mr. Antonio Guterres.
It is a time for those of us who care about equality for women and girls to stand up and to speak out. Now is the time for the world to accelerate progress and deliver on the promise of Beijing. Excellencies, dear friends, in the past 30 years, the world has moved forward in boosting girls' education, cutting maternal mortality, increasing legal protections, and more. But immense gaps persist. Age-old horrors like violence, discrimination, and economic inequality are rife. The gender pay gap still stands at 20%. Globally, almost 1 in 3 women have been subject to violence. And horrific sexual violence in conflict is happening from Haiti to Sudan. In many countries, women and girls are still denied the most basic of rights. The right not to be raped by your husband. The right to own property or confer citizenship on an equal footing with men, or to access credit without your husband's permission. And around the world, hard-won gains are being thrown into reverse. Reproductive rights are under attack and equality initiatives discarded. In Afghanistan, women and girls have been stripped of their most basic rights, forbidden even from raising their voices in public. Meanwhile, new technologies, including artificial intelligence, are creating the conditions to allow for new platforms for violence and abuse, normalizing misogyny and online revenge. Up to 95% of all online deepfakes are non-consensual pornographic images, and 90% depict women. And unequal access to technologies inflames existing inequalities.
That was the United Nations Secretary General, Mr. Antonio Guterres, speaking at the opening ceremony of the CSW conference in New York. Zimbabwe is represented at the conference by a delegation of government officials and nonprofit organizations led by Women's Affairs Minister, Mrs. Monica Mutsvangwa. Minister Mutsvangwa delivered an address at the conference in which she detailed some of the work Zimbabwe is doing to promote women's rights and end early child marriages.
Under elimination of violence against women and girls in Southern Africa, GBV represents a critical barrier to the achievement of gender equality. 27% of women aged 15 years and older have experienced physical and or sexual violence from an intimate partner in their lifetime. Therefore, there is need to prioritize prevention and improving access to GBV services. Under promoting women's political participation, the low representation of women in politics and decision making poses a huge hindrance to the attainment of gender equality. Most member states in the region have not achieved the 50-50 target, with statistics standing at 32% for the executive and 31% for parliament. Under promoting access to education, training, and lifelong learning, in Southern Africa, education remains a strategic manifest at various levels. As we look to the future, we must adopt a proactive stance in response to the ongoing funding cuts to development aid.
That there was Women's Affairs Minister Monica Muchangwa speaking in New York. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And joining us to discuss this issue via Skype, we have Ms. Wazanae Garwe, an author and motivational speaker. We also have with us Mrs. Lusindongwe Chikowero of MTC Educator Girl Foundation in New York. Welcome to the program, ladies. I'll start off with you, Ms. Garwe. I know we are speaking about CSW, but we want to hear from you. You're an author, and this is Women's Month. What inspired you to write a book, and what is your book about?
About radical self-love and radical self-acceptance. As you know, women, a lot of women find it very difficult to accept themselves. They find it very difficult to just be who they are. They end up putting, you know, injecting their buttocks with stuff so they look different. So this book is about stepping into yourself, understanding that you have worth as you are. And it's a radical act, because being radical is extreme, because so many people have been influenced by, you know, media, by magazines to look a certain way. I'm an African girl. Just celebrate me for who I am. So the book is called Stepping Into Wadzi, Lessons from My Life, because I have learned to be and do my authentic so the world will adjust to who I am.
Thank you very much. Please stay on the line. Over to you, Ms. Lusindongwe Chikowero. You are at CSW, and I understand you're also waiting to get into a side event in a few minutes. Tell us a little bit about today's event and what CSW means to you as a Zimbabwean woman based here in the United States.
Thank you so much for having me, Marvelous. Yes, I am at the CSW 69. The CSW means a lot to me because, especially for this year, as we are reviewing the 30 years of gender equality initiatives, the theme basically is on the Beijing plus 30. So that means we are reviewing the 30 years of work that is coming to play to try and uplift the lives of women and girls across the world. So it's very important for me to kind of review with our fellow women from across the world to learn as well from other people as to how they are pushing, and also to network so we can better collaborate to build a better future for women and girls.
Taona amai Monica Muchangwa veku Zimbabwe vanova ivo gurukota rezvemadzimai vari iko ikoko ku New York. Imi muri kuona hurumende ichizotora here zviri kubva uku ichizowanikwa iyo ichizvipinza mune zvinodika kuti zviitike kumusha?
Ndinovimba vachanga vachatorawo zvavari kudzidza nyangwe zvazvo dzimwe dzenguva tinogona kunge tichinyanyoririsa ngoma yedu tega asi mukunzwa zviri kuitwa nevamwe hanzi chitsva chiri murutsoka saka ndinovimba seivo vari kutungamira government delegation kuti vanokwanisa kunge vachizotorawo zvavari kunzwawo zviri kuitwa ndawana mukana wekupinda one of the meeting side event yezimbabwean government mami nevanhu vekunana tanzania mapioneers akanga ariko kubeijing muna 1995 vakatanga zvewomen's conference fourth women's conference nevekunana kenya vachisheyawo their best practices and all the stuff so mukunzwa zvevamwe ndinovimba vanokwanisawo kunhongowa chimwe apo nepapo kuti vazviimplimentewo kwedu
tinoona zvakare kune vechidiki vari ikoko kumusangano uku vari kuite chii uyezve zimbabwe yakawana vechidiki vakauya vakawanda here
hongu varipo vechidiki vakawanda zvakare mumaside events tine imwe yatiri kutopinda izvezvi inonzi young women shaping the future of gender equality ichange iri kutotangana mumaminutes anotevera vechidiki vamwe vacho vari kuenda kuyouth forum kwavari kunosanganawo nevechidiki vachipushawo agenda yavo sevechidiki vachireviewawo zvakashanda nezvisiri kushanda kuti zviri kufanira kuvandudzwa
pane zvamungati zviminga mupinyi here zvakatarisana nemamwewo madzimai vaida kuuya kumusangano uyu asi vasina kuzokwanisa kuuya uyezve ivo izwi ravo riri kunzwika here pamusangano uyu
inyaya yagara inosimudzwa gore negore nyaya yecost of attending CSW zvikuru sei munyika yeamerica kunew york inozikana senzvimbo inodhura ndosaka nyaya dzemari dzekuti vasimuke kwozoita gore rino pakawedzerwa chimwe chikamu chekuti matsamba ekufambisa chaiwo anga achinesa anga asiri kupuhwa vanhu zvakanaka saka ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvekuti tinotarisa tinozviri kusangana nemadzimai vari kumaruwa nevamwe varimo mumaperi urban areas kuzimbabwe ikoko vasiri kukwanisa kufamba kuti vauye kuzenge vari munzvimbo dzakaita sedzino vachitaura manzwi avo kuti vazvisimudzire kana kuti vanzwikwe zvavari kusangana nazvo totarisa vasikana vakaita sekunana chimanimani vandinoshanda navo vamwe vakatumira vakarekodha mavhidhiyo kuti aiwa isusu toda kuedha voice redu ikoko kwazvachazonosvika ngavatinzwe ndo zvatiri kusangana nazvo ndozvisiwirowo zvedu
Thank you so much. Your last word before we let you go to your side meeting and then we'll carry on with our other guests. So what's your takeaway as you prepare to go to your side meeting?
My biggest takeaway is to give young people the voice. If there is an emphasis of intergenerational leadership, of passing on the baton. But as we look at the women who have been there in 1995 who are still attending this meeting but they are realizing that they are reaching their sunset so they want the young people to carry on to take the torch and move on with the light of feminism or fighting for gender equality if there is still a lot of work in terms of healthcare in terms of gender-based violence in terms of education for women in terms of fighting poverty so and also there was a huge call and I also part the same for engaging men to be partners so that they can be players in leveling the playing field for women to be in leadership positions as well so that we women can speak for ourselves and also the young people can speak for themselves in terms of how they want to be empowered and how they want to shape even issues of climate justice.
Thank you very much. There we had Mrs. Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero, who is with MTC Educator Girl Foundation, who's rushing off to her side meeting. Thank you very much. Coming back to you, Ms. Garwe, you are in New York in March at a time where women are being celebrated worldwide. What's your view? You just said Mr. Chikowero there saying that they're also trying to engage men to be involved in some of these initiatives being made by women.
I think it's very important that we understand that both men and women are important to this conversation. We spent a lot of time investing in girls, and we are now seeing the backlash of that because boys are now feeling as if they cannot deal with empowered women. So we see a lot more violence against women. We even see the rise of the far right because they feel disempowered. So we really have to include men and women in the conversation. We're all part of the human race, and we are all part of the social fabric that makes us human. So I think it's very important as we speak to each other and as we celebrate CSW that and Women's Month, that we also really look at that men who have been allies. My father had 4 girl children. He educated all of us in a time when girls were meant to be married off. And, you know, they say, oh, no, but my father chose to educate us, and he chose to keep us and make sure that we were women who could act on a global stage. So it's very important kuti mwanasikana nemwanakomana vaonekwe with their unique talents and everything that they do, be seen on par. Women are not asking to be greater than men. They are asking to have equitable access. Chatiri kutaura ndechekuti mwanasikana nemwanakomana should have the same access to choices. Right now in Zimbabwe, tichiri kutaura nyaya yema sanitary pads. Vanasikana vachiri kuregera chikoro nekuti they don't have sanitary pads.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important that this becomes even a government issue, where sanitary pads are issued to girl children so that they can compete equally in the world. They have the same access to resources. They have the same access to chances. That girls can have a choice. They don't have to be married off early. Kunekuti ana kudzidza.
Aiwa mazwi makukutu iwayo. We now have our third guest, Mrs. Mukamuri, Mrs. Muchanyara Cynthia Mukamuri of the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon.
You are there at the CSW. You've just had Wadzanai Garwe here speaking about, you know, how she's seeing Women's Month and also how women and girls should be given, you know, it should be sitting at the same table and receiving, you know, being empowered. What's your view from what you're seeing there at CSW?
What I'm seeing here at CSW is that globally we have so many countries that have gathered here in New York at the UN General Assembly, where we are putting our heads together, celebrating 30 years plus after Beijing, and also reflecting on the successes that we have had, celebrating all that, but still looking at the challenges that still lie ahead of us and where we want to go. So what I'm seeing is also AU yesterday, African Union, they celebrated the African Union Convention, which was the discussions which started in February in Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, where yesterday it was a launch and a celebration of the agreed positions that have been taken by African countries. We also noted that the first ladies of our African Union countries have that power which is hidden in them to influence for action, because we want to end all forms of violence against women and girls. As such, what the two speakers were speaking about are the issues that have been grappling with us for time immemorial. But while all is not lost, as we have something to celebrate on, we have something to celebrate, but we still have other glass ceilings and stereotypes that we still have to fight to break them.
Zvamira zvakadaro, pane zvamungati madzidza here senyika yeZimbabwe zvamuchanopa kurowo mamwe masangano kumusha pamunodzokera?
Hongu, tadzidza zvakawanda chaizvo. Chikuru nyaya yekuti nyaya yacho ndeyekuti batana ikoko tive nemushandira pamwe, tose tiine donzo rimwe chete rekuti tibudirire kupedza dambudziko rekuenzaniswa kwemikana yavanhurume navanhukadzi, pamwe chete nokupedza mhirizhonga. Tadzidzawo zvabva kune dzimwe nyika kuona kuti isu tikaenda kumusha tikanogadzirawo maitiro atingaita eningati domestication yezvinofanana nemaitiro edu, zvinhu zvingatibatsira. Tadzidza zvakare kuti tinofanira kushanda pamwe chete nevanhurume, atingati ma he for she champions, kana kuti magender champions anotibatsirawo kuti achinje pfungwa dzevamwe vanhurume kuti vatise muonera pamwe kuti munhukadzi nemunhurume vese vakafanana tikapiwa mabasa tinogona kumashanda zvakafanana kana paine support asi chinofanira kuchinja kutanga ipfungwa dzevanhu nemaonero evanhu ndozvikuru zvatatodzidza izvozvo mamwe matambudziko andinotoona ndeyekuti isu vekuglobal south kana kuti vane nyika dziri kubudirira matambudziko edu haana kufanana nevavo vane mari pataurwa nyaya yekuti sanitari pedzi kumusha chinhu chinotonetsa kuti vasikana manguva dzavo dzekutevera vanorovha 4 days kuchikoro mwedzi oga oga kune dzimwe nyika dzakabudirira haisisiri nyaya saka patinotangira panenge pakatosiyana isu tatoona kuti tine zvakawanda zvimwe zvatinoita setiri kumusha zvatinofanira kudzidza kuona kuti zvinhu zvatinogona kukanganisa kubudirira kwamadzimai sekutaura kuti mukati memusha pane mabasa mamwe anoonekwa saasina basa anonzi ndo ana mai inonzi unpaid care and domestic work izvozvo zvakaonekwa kuti vana mai vanoita mamwe mabasa navasikana asi vachizoindazve kunonyora egzamu yakafanana nemukomana wavanga vachiitira mabasa iwawo saka kugamuchira kuti kune basa rinofanira kuti riitwe nomunhu wose mukati memba zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatadzidza uye kuti runyararo norudo zvinotangira mumba kuti zvigotekeshera zvichienda kucommunity nenyika yose tadzidza zvakawanda chaizvo asi zvikuru tadzidzawo kuti kunyora zvinyorwa zvisingonoitiwi hazvitibatsiri panoda kuti pave nemari yokukwanisa kuti zviitiko zvedu zvive zvinoshanda yandingati implementation yemaprograms edu tine mitemo yakatoiswa chose yakanaka asi kana mitemo iyi isingashandiswi hazvitibetseri saka inoda kuti tishandise mitemo iyi tigoongorora kuti iri kushanda here yandingati monitoring tozodzokazve toona kuti tingaita sei kuti tikwanise kuhwina donzo ratinenge takanangana naro tine sustainable development goal number 5 tine imwe mitemo iri mubumbiro redu remitemo section 1756 and 80 kuti tikwanise kuhwina nokuona kuti mukana yaenzana kutoshandiswa kwemitemo iyoyo uye patiripo pano pekuti takatobatana nedzimwe nyika tichiti Beijing platform for action Maputo platform for action zvese takatonyora pasi seZimbabwe tikaisa runyoro gwedu kuti izvi ndozvatoda kuita saka zvinogona kutongonoshanda kana zvapiwa mari yekuti zvishandiswe uyewo vanhu vese vatenderana vaisa musoro pamwe chete yandingati collective effort multi-stakeholder approach kuti munhu wose ave nechekuita panyaya iyoyo
Aiwa, tinotenda. Rambai zvenyu muri panhare tiri kudzoka kwamuri. Coming back to you, Ms. Garwe, you spoke about your father, that he gave opportunity to 4 girls in your family to go to school equally. Where did you think he got that from? And also, did he pass it along to the other men and boys in your family?
Yes, thank you, my dear. My father was actually, just before his death, Minister of Education. He truly believed in education as the vehicle of empowerment. He believed kuti mwanasikana mwanakomana wese anofanirwa kudzidza, and he was a strong advocate for free primary education kuti mwana aite literate azive to count and to be able to read and write, because even if uchiita kamusika kako kana kuti uri kutaura nevanhu zvinodoo uchikwanisa kuverenga zvinodoo kana uchiita kabhizinesi kako uchikwanisa kuverenga mari yauri kuwana. So it's so important. My father believed in education. He was a strong advocate for education. He spoke to many men in his own family. He led by example. He educated all of his brothers and sisters and siblings. And together with his older brother, they made it a conscious effort kuti hapana munhu wekumhuri kwekwaGarwe asina chikoro. It's so important, and we have continued that tradition in our family. It doesn't matter kuti uri mwana wa baba mkuru, mwana wa mai nini, mwana wa tete. We believe in education, and I believe that this is my father's legacy. We truly believe in education, and to this end, we've even created an Edmund Garwe Trust in his name. And in that trust, we deal with social health. We deal with HIV education because I have lived with HIV for 33 years. And in his honor, we do education around agriculture because we also believe that a person should be able to grow what they can eat. And nutrition is so important for your health, for your welfare, and for the welfare of the country. And you can make money from agriculture. So it's so important, Kuti. Tine education, Tese, those are the lessons from my father. The lessons of give empowerment through education. Because ukadzidza, you can go anywhere in the world. I'm living proof. I'm right now in New York. And I work for the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations because my father believed in education for every single child, male or female. It was not about the gender or sex of the child. It was about ensuring that every girl and boy child and every Zimbabwean would get an education. Munwese ku Zimbabwe anofanira kuenda kuchikoro. It's so important.
Thank you so much, Ade Wadzanai Garwe, who's an author and also she is a motivational speaker. Coming back to you for our roundup, as we round up on CSW, Mrs. Cynthia Mukamuri, as you round up this meeting, when exactly does it end and how long are you there for? What are you hoping to be your takeaway?
The CSW will end on the 21st. That's the closing ceremony. And we are here until then. We will then go home afterwards. The key takeaways from this conference largely remains on how we can implement, or first of all, we would expect to see our government ratifying, domesticate and implement the AU Convention, where Zimbabwe right now is the current chair of the SADC. We also expect our authorities to encourage SADC member states to also implement and evaluate if it's working. We also expect when you go back, funding to have a budget attached to all these resolutions so that at least we see them working. We have some gains that we have experienced and we want to continue to forge ahead, seeing women in positions of power and decision-making, seeing that all the girls reach their full potential, seeing the reduction in gender-based violence cases as we go back. We also expect to see the intergenerational leadership taking transformation where we listen to each other. Every stage, every cycle has expertise that we want to put in place. But
thank you so much. Thank you so much, ladies. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.